الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن اسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. حديث حسن رواه الترمذي. ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that it is part of the beautification and perfection of the Islam of a person that he abstains from or removes from his life those things which have no relevance, which are not of any benefit. This hadith we began discussing yesterday. As was mentioned, the meaning of this hadith is voluminous to such an extent that Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayh referred to this hadith as being one quarter of all knowledge. So even though the words are very, very few, the meaning is such that obviously a majlis like this, an occasion like this, will not be sufficient to do justice to the meaning. One aspect that we learn from this hadith, which is, ulama mentioned, one of the principles of Shariat, is that normally we have this mindset or idea that if a person wants to attain piety, he wants to attain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must exert himself. Exert himself in zikr, exert himself in Quran Sharif recital, exert himself in nawafil. The more effort you put, the more reward you will get. That principle is in its place, but there's another very important principle which many of us, unfortunately, are not aware of. That in Islam, a great deal of credibility and importance is given to abstention. If you think about it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you want to become a beautiful Muslim, you want to become a good Muslim, min husni Islam al mar, a person who is the best amongst the Muslims. Do, in this hadith, he's not saying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not saying do anything. He's saying tarkuhu, leave out, abstain from certain things. Now how much effort does it take to abstain? In other words, do nothing. Abstain from something. No effort required whatsoever. Unfortunately, with many of us, guna has become part of our nature, that it is harder for us to leave it out. It is easier to do it than to leave it out. Unfortunately, many of us have become so habitual of Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying abstain, and this is the perfection and beauty of your Islam. One person came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at the question he asked. He says, Inni uridu an akuna a'badan nas. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to become the greatest worshipper, the person who makes the most ibadat. A'badan nas means that person who makes the most ibadat, the most worship of Allah. I want to be counted amongst that person. What does Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell him? He says, ittaqil maharim takuna abadan nas. Wislasim says to this person that stay away from that which Allah made haram. Not make tahajjud every day, make nawafil every day, fast every day. You will become the greatest worshipper of Allah. He said, stay away from that which Allah made haram, takuna abadan nas, you will be the greatest worshipper. So this same sabak and lesson that abstain. MashaAllah, a lot of ibadat we do. We find people's lives. Person is reading a lot of Quran, making a lot of zikr. But the same person is making a lot of ghibat also. The same person is backbiting about people, hurting people's feelings. The same person is doing wrong all the time. One sahabi passed away in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And somebody passed a comment. What comment they passed? Madina Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahabatu Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What more could this person possibly have in his favor? He's definitely a Jannati. He's definitely a Jannati. This comment was passed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Straight away, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned Sahaba. He said, is it not possible that this person could have said something ma la ya'ni, which was of no benefit to him. It caused a problem as a result of which Allah put him into Jahannam. So careful we have to be in this regard, with regards to controlling, particularly as we mentioned previously, stay away from that speech. Stay away from saying things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon us. In fact, in another narration of the same hadith, which explains that particularly relevance is to abstain from unnecessary speech, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, min husni islam al mar'i qillatul kalam fi ma la ya'ni. That part of the beauty of the Islam of a person is to speak less. speak less of things that are not relevant. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Thori der, layani ke andar, 40 din ke makbool ibadat ke noor ko sal kar lete. He used to say that a little while spent in layani, little while spent in useless speech, useless action, particularly useless speech, he would say, would take away the noor of 40 days of accepted ibadat. So mashallah, through your ibadat, you are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by not being careful with regards to this, how many verses in the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks about the fact that the angels of Allah are writing down, are recording every word that you are uttering. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says, every word that you utter, my angels are present with you. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Allah says, do you think we are not hearing when you are whispering to one another? When you're making your machinations and plans, bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Allah says, listen, my angels are with you. They are writing down everything you say. Luqman alayhi salam, the wise, he said to his son, beautiful, and on this I'll terminate. What a beautiful advice he gives his son. He says, al ilmu zainun wa sukutu salamatun. فَإِذَا نَتَّقْتَ فَلَا تَكُنْ مِكْثَارًا مَا إِن نَدَمْتُ عَلَى سُكُوتِ مَرَّةً وَلَقَدْ نَدَمْتُ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ مِرَارًا. He said, ilm, knowledge is beauty for a person. And silence, protecting one's tongue, is protection. When you speak, don't speak excessively. Luqman went on to tell his son, I have never regretted being silent, closing my mouth. But many times I spoke and I regretted what I said. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah.